Regina, it was a day for reconciliation, for education and above all truth. High school students from across Regina made up most of the 12,000 people on hand for Mio Wisawatavan Day at Mosaic Stadium. Mio Wisawatavan is a Cree language word which stands for walking together in a good way. The event, which went through the morning and ended early Thursday afternoon, included music and dance, a lineup of speakers, and stories about the negative impacts of residential schools and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 calls to action. Speakers included Government Gen. Mary Simon, Lieutenant Gov. Russ Morasti, National Chief of Assembly of First Nations Roseanne Archibald, Glenn McCallum of Métis Nation, Saskatchewan and Don McMorris of the Province of Saskatchewan, among others. Entertainment included performances from diverse acts including the Creeland Dancers, Terrence Littletant, Zoe Roy and the Regina Symphony Orchestra and the Snotty Nose Reskids. In speaking to reporters, Archibald said she believed the students there would leave the event with something new in their hearts. New knowledge, new understanding that will understand their generation really move us forward on the healing path forward, as I always call it. It's really phenomenal, the energy here is great. A high point of the day came near the end when Mayor Sandra Masters announced the unveiling of an orange seat located in the northeast corner of Mosaic Stadium. It is to be known as the Seat of Truth, a legacy piece meant to be a constant reminder that the truth must be understood. Mayor Masters said the orange seat will remain unseated and unsold for the spirit of those who do not get the opportunity to witness our world today. That was followed almost immediately by a military flyover from the Royal Canadian Air Force in missing man formation. That produced the biggest reaction from the multitude of students on hand. The event was a free in response to the federal declaration of September 30 as the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. A committee led by co-chairs Chief Cadmus Delorme of Cowessess First Nation and Tim Reed, CEO of Regina Exhibition Association Limited, put together the event, with numerous sponsors coming on board. The event was meant to go ahead in 2021, and Reed said Delorme had come to him with the idea for it 13 months ago, but was postponed due to COVID-19. In speaking to reporters, Reed felt the extra year was to their benefit. "It gave us a year of planning," said Reed. "It would have done this event a disservice to have done it in 30 days. It's taken us about 13 months to make today happen and, to be honest with you, we needed all of that time to produce it." He said the program tried to be diverse and representative of their communities and, "I think we achieved that today." He called it the first time we have brought all school divisions together in one place. Mayor Masters later revealed to reporters that it was Delorme and Reed who came up with the idea for the orange seat. Reed said initial inspiration came from Livestrong Sporting Park in Kansas City, where a seat was dedicated to someone fighting cancer. Reed pointed to the unveiling of the orange seat and the flyover as a particularly memorable moment. "I think it went from learning, to doing, and that was my favorite part of the day. Just the combination of the last half hour that shifted the lens from stories that needed to be told and the truths that needed to be heard, to what are we all going to do next year? I think that was an important part of the day." Chief Delorme said he was sitting beside two residential school survivors, and said when the orange seat was revealed and the jets flew over, their nonverbal response affirmed today was a success. "They know this journey is not easy. They feel the unity from this stadium." He was gratified to see so many high school students in attendance. "When it comes to truth and reconciliation, truth must come first and we must all as Canadians understand the truth. Right now, in our great education system, that is our driver for hope, they are teaching Native studies, they are teaching Indigenous studies. Our youth in the stadium are driving those conversations at kitchen tables across this country. The biggest challenge we face as Canadians is the parents and grandparents who have not known the truth. And so, to have our youth here, it should give affirmation that what they know is the truth. It will continue to be our driver to reconciliation in this country."